On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on the workplace. And today, let's look at one of the biggest frustrations at work, computer passwords. Most computer users now have to remember between 6 and 8 passwords. So let's decode the problems that causes with a man known as the Keymaster. His real name is Mark Boroditsky, and he is CEO of PassLogix, a password management company. He says all these passwords add up to more than just confusion.
There is a serious chunk of wasted time, and many people talk about the fact that that's highly inefficient and, if we could only get that time back. I'm not sure that that inefficiency is as important as other inefficiency, like when that bank teller forgets their password and the line starts to build up in front of their station as they're having to call the help desk to get their password reset.
Are all these passwords necessary?
You know, they're increasingly necessary. When you take a look at the kinds of breaches organizations are facing where data that sits in a database, if it's not properly password protected, it might mean the exposure of important consumer or individually recognized data. It could be your social security numbers, could be your medical records.
You know, one possible solution is narrowing it down to a single password so that if I were an individual, say, as opposed to a company, I might have the same password for my bank card and to get into the computer and to get into the email once I'm in the computer and a couple of other things. But isn't that actually less secure?
That's the risk that the security professionals call the keys to the kingdom risk. If I had one password to go everywhere, don't I expose all those destinations to the weakness of that one password? And you're absolutely correct, Steve. What you want to have is unique passwords for every application that you use. And if, in fact, you are the one that has to recall them, you need some mechanism to make it easy to recall them. So, in fact, some kind of a system that might make it possible for you to select secure yet memorable passwords that are unique for each target system that you use.
You know, PC Magazine recently put out a list of the most common passwords. I wonder if you can just judge the quality of these passwords. The most popular password is the word password.
That's obviously very weak. I mean, that's probably the first one that anybody would guess. Right there it says, please enter your password.
There it is. And the second most popular password is 123456.
I don't even need to rate that one. I think that these are getting worse as we go.
Give me an example of a really tough password.
A tough password is something that doesn't have a word in the dictionary in it, doesn't have any kind of name of a place or a person. It doesn't have a familiar number, like a phone number or a date. But it could be the combination of all of those, and preferably not spelled out in a way that's identifiable. So a good password, following a system I use as an example, might be for eBay. It might be EB for eBay, mm-hmm. followed by an acronym I like, NPR, followed by the year, 2007.
Oh, there we go.
So EB, NPR, 2007 isn't a word in the dictionary and isn't easy to guess if you were attempting to gain access.
But it's still something that I can remember, that I can associate with what I'm actually using the password for.
That's correct, and hopefully apply it to all the other destinations that you may access.
You know, I don't mean to suggest that there are unimportant things that are available on computers. Obviously, many things have to be password protected, and there are hackers everywhere. But is it possible that there is just a ton of information that nobody really wants to steal, that wouldn't be of any value if they did steal, and yet still it's protected by passwords, causing all those inefficiencies?
Absolutely. I mean, whether or not somebody knows my password to the New York Times isn't going to make or break me. But if somebody knows my password to my email, and in my email messages there's sensitive information, that might in fact be a problem.
Mark Boroditsky, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Mark Boroditsky is the head of PassLogix, and you can get more tips for keeping your passwords safe by going to npr.org.